Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's Plans and Counsel. Psalm 33, verse 11 reads, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations." As I read the words of that psalm, I'm reminded once again of Jeremiah 29:11, when we read these words, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God has wonderful plans for us, folks. Isn't that great that the Lord thinks about us? He thinks ahead for us. He brings those things across our pathway to give us a hope and to bring glory to his name. God's plans are good. His counsel is wise and can be counted upon at all times from generation to generation. In the days that lie before us, none of us know how long that might be. Those around us might be younger than we, and they might slip into eternity ahead of us. Those of us who are getting up there in years, in a few days I will be 89, and it seems like the Lord has given me a youth that is beyond my years. That's not my business. My business is to be faithful to the days that the Lord has given me, whether they be many or whether they be few. I want God's plans and God's counsel to direct me in the path that I'm to take and the way that I am to behave. I pray that all of us might have that same attitude in our heart to please the Lord in everything that we do and in all that we say. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that as we come into your presence, we can do so with joy and gladness, with anticipation that you have good things in store for us. And I pray that we might live in such a way that those plans might be made evident to those around us, that above everything else, we are people who praise and love the Lord. Let your plans and your counsel direct us in the way that we are to go and the way we are to behave. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.